Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, April 9th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, a Pakistani pastor was brutally killed in front of his family, but his loss is tempered with the thought of furthering the gospel in Pakistan. 42-year-old George Masih was shot to death in the Muslim village of Manawala. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs says Masih's funeral brought out 300 villagers.
At his funeral, there were even Muslims there at the funeral who came to remember him, spoke well of his witness and how he was friendly, how he was a person who cared about them, who loved them. You know, our hope is that this is going to plant the seeds of the gospel.
Meanwhile, a general strike this week called by Maoist rebels forced Nepal to a standstill. Violence has plagued stability amid rumors of religious oppression. InterServe's Cynthia Hale says while believers have been persecuted, this is not a sectarian war. The unrest makes it difficult to travel, but has had little effect on the church itself.
The InterServe teams participate in the local fellowships of Christians, wherever they happen to be. And those local fellowships have not disbanded or had to go underground any more than they always have been. And as I understand it, the kingdom of God continues to grow in the hearts of people.
And electricity is finally coming to an ION Network partner Bible school in Zambia. The Zacks Institute has functioned since 1986 without electric power, and for the past 3 years has relied on a diesel generator for a limited power supply. Recently, the National Electricity Authority announced an expansion of power lines that will pass by the school. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the story of national workers across the Indian subcontinent, their sacrifice, and the incredible results. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.